So let's focus more now on her specific treatments. When the FOLFIRI and bevacizumab was started, how did she do in terms of side effects and other issues, and how did she do in terms of the tumor?
She had a remarkable response, and actually she tolerated it quite well. She did have the hair loss. She did have a little bit of diarrhea, no real significant impact on her red, white blood count. She had no hypertension, which is amazing. And she really went along with her life quite normally. I would say she had quite a bit more fatigue, particularly in the later cycles. And I think that was sort of the burden of having so much treatment for so long. So I think it's probably partially mentally, partially physically, because she received a total of 23 cycles, which is pretty phenomenal. And she was a person that never really wanted to extend the duration between her treatments at this point of her treatment, I mean, and didn't want to take, quote, chemotherapy holidays. She wanted to stay on this every 2-week cycle pretty regimentally because she just felt like, well, I got to do everything I can, and this is what you said to do, and this is what I'm going to do. So I think at the end, it was pretty tough.
So that was for about how long was she on the FOLFIRI Bev?
So that was about a year and a half, maybe a little bit over that.